I'm here in Edinburgh, where the crowds have been gathering to pay their respects to the late Queen Elizabeth II since early in the morning. Earlier today, King Charles III, together with his brothers and sister, followed the Queen's coffin as the procession made its way from the Palace of Holyrood House to St Giles Cathedral. There, the service of prayer and reflection for the life of Her Majesty was led by Reverend Callum MacLeod, who paid a moving tribute to the late Queen.
So we gather to bid Scotland's farewell to our late monarch, whose life of service to the nation and the world we celebrate, and whose love for Scotland was legendary.
The Thanksgiving service to Her Majesty the Queen was broadcasted across the meadows in Edinburgh, where miles-long crowds have gathered in a queue stretching through the meadows and up the 1.5-mile walk back to St Giles Cathedral. Her Majesty's coffin was to rest here for the next 24 hours, leaving a short window of time for those wishing to pay their respects. Undeterred, groups from all around the world are preparing to honour the late Queen Elizabeth with flowers, personal photos and words of remembrance. It's a bittersweet atmosphere here, with many looking back at her 70-year reign with fondness, remembering most of all Her Majesty's kindness and her sense of humour.
Well, she came to inspect us once, so we were all in uniform. We'd been up since about 4 o'clock in the morning getting ready. We were all in line with our best uniforms on, and we were all stood to attention, and she came up and she said, "You look very uncomfortable, please relax." And then she chatted and asked about my family, so that was really nice.
Sort of side of her, I think, comes out a lot in the stories that you hear. She wanted to interact, you know, with ordinary people. She was obviously aware of you know, the need to give service to the country. But I think, you know, in recent years we've seen a kind of different side of her. You know, when, for example, for the Platinum Jubilee with Paddington, that was a different side to her, I think, which was nice to see.
She was just a stability in people's life, and now she's gone, and it's just something to honour.
She just meant a great deal to a lot of people, so we wanted to pay our respects. We saw the procession pass in the Royal Mile, and everyone was respectful there, and there was, I think everyone just realises it is a great loss to the UK.
And it was her Diamond Jubilee, took part in a procession that walked the Royal Mile down there. I've been brought up all through my life to support the monarchy. Send a birthday card every year to the Queen when the new babies are born, and everything else, always acknowledge what's went on in the family. I'm here to pay my respects to Her Late Majesty the Queen.
I think it's a celebration of her life, and I think for most people they'd probably say it's like a loss of a grandmother, because I think a lot of people look at people like somebody like the Queen and kind of think, yeah, that's what my grandma's like. And I think that's where you're getting a lot of people who kind of resonate and kind of think when she's passed away and kind of thought, yeah, she was, you know, very much like a grandmother to a lot of people, even though people didn't know her. And she was, you know, as a head of state, head of the nation, she did her, you know, she presented our country very well. People behind us, from India and other, were throughout the world. She's a respected world leader.
When I was born in Hong Kong, Hong Kong is a like colony of UK. At that time, Queen already served the country. We just want to pay the respect.
And she would always pay attention to anything that you said, and she'd listen to you. And she was quite funny. A nice person. I'm just here out of respect for our served under her, and a lot of my mates for the army will be here as well for the Royal Scots, probably all over the place in the queue.
Members of the public will be able to view the Queen's coffin and pay their respects until 3 p.m. on Tuesday, before the coffin is taken to London. The state funeral of Her Majesty the Queen will take place at Westminster Abbey on Monday, 19th of September. Prior to this, the Queen will lie in state in Westminster Hall for 4 days to allow the public to pay their respects there.